It was nearly 2 years ago when an Orange County judge made an extraordinary charge against two local sheriff's deputies. He accused them of, quote, either intentionally lying or willfully withholding material evidence from this court, end quote, regarding the county's jailhouse snitch scandal. Well, today, those two deputies remain on the job, having never been sanctioned by OC Sheriff Sandra Hutchins. Meanwhile, there's an investigation into just what happened that's still going on. Gustavo Arellano is the editor of the OC Weekly, and he's been watching this story. He's here with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hi, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
I want to talk more about this. When I say snitch scandal, this is a jailhouse informant scandal that's been going on now for several years.
This all goes back to one public defender, Scott Sanders. He represented two of the most notorious murderers in recent Orange County history. Daniel Wozniak, who was recently given the death penalty for killing and dismembering his friend. And, of course, Scott DeCry, who confessed to the Seal Beach massacre from about 2011. So these are slam dunk cases for the DA. Scott Sanders, as a public defender, had to defend them. So in trying to find some sort of defense for both of his clients, he found this long-standing tradition in both the Orange County District Attorney's Office and also the Sheriff's Department of having these jailhouse informants that was completely kept away from public defenders, from defense attorneys. And this is something that was going back decades.
Decades. What role did these OC sheriff's deputies have, and who are they?
So we're talking about Ben Garcia and Seth Tunstall. Ben at the Sheriff's Department for a long time. Scott Sanders found out that they had been using jailhouse informants for a long time. But when they were on the witness stand during a very, very important day in Orange County history, basically Judge Thomas Gothels allowed Sanders to, okay, if you're saying there's a bunch of jailhouse informants and they've been the Sheriff's Department has been keeping the secret, go prove it. So in Gothels' case, he believed that Sanders did prove it. Both Tunstall and Garcia said, we had no idea about this, but Sanders brought evidence, in fact, did really show it. And Gothels was so angry about this that he basically called them liars. He said, Tunstall and Garcia, you are lying under oath. And that's where he said that quote. I mean, really, it's amazing in Orange County legal history to hear this again. I'm just going to read it again. Gothels said that Garcia and Tunstall either intentionally lied or willfully withheld material evidence from this court. This is a conservative judge saying this against law enforcement. It's amazing.
It is. So you have to ask the question, then, why haven't they been disciplined? Why is this taking so long to come to fruition?
So that's what, Gothels said that, he put that out in court. And of course, then the assumption is that if a judge is going to say that it must be true. But of course, everyone has to have their legal day in the sun. So Sheriff Hutchins can't investigate her own deputies. The district attorney's office was kicked off of the case. That's a whole other story, which we've talked about. So it went up to the attorney general's office. This has been a year and a half now. There's no idea what's going to happen. I personally think Kamala Harris is not going to do anything because, hey, she's running for Senate. But very tellingly, Sheriff Hutchins has always stood by her deputies. In March, at a forum, she said that Gothels, quote, went a little too far in his comments about Garcia and Tunstall, so she's standing by them.
So what's going to happen, Gustavo? Will there be justice served if these guys really are guilty of what the judge said they were guilty of?
Oh, probably not. Again, Harris, for her part, this DeCry case, the one that Gothels is trying to kick the district attorney's office off of, she doesn't want to hear it either. So she's fighting with Gothels as well. She's probably going to be gone to the Senate. The next attorney general is probably going to say, whatever with it. And of course, Tony Rokakis, we can't expect him to investigate the sheriff's department for anything. I mean, this is the same district attorney who allowed the previous sheriff, Mike Corona, he somehow never found out that he was guilty of anything. Meanwhile, the feds put Corona in prison for 6 years.
Gustavo Arellano with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Gustavo, thank you.